I'm from Mauritius, and I'm Rajiv Balgobin from Falcon Young. Yeah, and the main association is Falcon Association. My occupation is a vice president of the Young Falcon, yes. And we have around 115 young farmers who join the Young Falcon. And normally they are like small scale farmers.
Are you also a farmer yourself? Or?
Yes, farmer. Say 60% of my time is on farming. Yeah.
And can you try to explain to us a bit what's the composition of your organization in terms of age, gender?
Sure. Around 35 members of our of the 115 is a woman, like girls. And the rest is a male, and the age that as per our rules and regulations is like starting from 16 to 40 years, but actually the maximum age of a member is 37. Yeah.
Okay, then what are the most used media in your organization?
Most used media, because of youngsters, they use Facebook, TikTok, and like the other social media, like WhatsApp also. WhatsApp is a main, because we create groups, WhatsApp and Telegram also. But to communicate, we use a newspaper, traditional way. Also the TV, the national TV, NBC, and radios. To communicate, like we have an event, we need to put it on national TV, because we try to get the maximum exposure.
So this is within your organization.
Yes.
But my next question is, do you have a sense of the most common media use in your country or your region? Is it the same? Is it a bit different?
Normally, yes. WhatsApp is the most common, and Facebook. Facebook also is the most common. Yeah.
Do you have any other, channels that you use? Maybe do you still do village meetings,
yeah.
SMS?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We use Zoom, Telegram for meetings. And Zoom is the most common. Yeah. If you will have a virtual meeting, it will be on Zoom. Yeah, because it's easier to act for access, and everyone have it in Mauritius.
Then in terms of the most innovative communication elements that you use in your organization, do you have any of these? Say, for example, something that is not very common but unique to your organization that is not also very traditional. Something innovative, you think, that your organization uses to communicate with each other, communicate with the rest of the farmers, on top of what you've already mentioned.
Oh, not really, because this is, like I said, Zoom, WhatsApp is like a very efficient way to communicate, and it's quick because it's the mobile is in their pocket. Mm-hmm. That the youngsters, especially, the access is anywhere. They have easy access of internet. There's no issue about it. Because our main objective is to get the information as quick as possible and to get their feedback, their response. Like if we are organizing an event, we need to know the number of people who are attending, like to confirm everything, like simple things like catering. We need to cater for everything.
Are the farmers aware of microcredit opportunities available, meaning the farmers in your organization and the farmers in general in Mauritius?
Yes. Yes, microcredit, normally, awareness is here. They know it about it because their finance is the most important things to get involved, to get the launch of the project. And we keep updating them, like recently in the budget 2024-25, the government announced that several schemes of grants and loans for the about the impact of climate change. So they are offering subsidies on seeds, on fertilizers, around 75% subsidy on fertilizer, and 50% on seeds, and also offering, very important things. They are offering around 1 million Mauritian rupees to invest in climate sheltered farming, like climate condition farming, like container with digital access to it, temperature control. Also, the light will be controlled automatically, depending on the crops that we are putting in. Say you are planting mushroom, we need to set it for the right temperature, right lighting, and the right ventilation.
So how do they receive the information about these microcredit opportunities?
Yes, these are normally announced on radios, newspapers, and we get this information, like our organization, Falcon, we collect all this information from the budget, from the announcements that are made by the government, by the authorities, and the development bank of Mauritius, SME organizations. We collect all this, and we try our maximum, our best, to communicate it to our members, especially our members. But it's already on Facebook, and it's public.
Do you think that you could improve these practices? Do you think you have, an idea of how you could make this better to let people know of these types of opportunities?
Yes. We announced it at the University of Mauritius. So we have around 50 members from the University of Mauritius, young students. So we organize platform workshops to provide this awareness of all these things, including the microcredit loan schemes, incentives that being provided to small planters and young planters also. Because why we do this, to provide this encouragement to these people, to these students, that they are not left apart, left behind. So they know that there's investment. If they don't have it in the bank account, they know that the government is providing, and they will make maximum use of it. So there's prospect of investment.